Blog Talk Radio.
We're back.
I'm back. I'm front.
We're back.
I'm front. You be back. I'll be front.
Did you miss us? We're back.
Yeah.
Did you miss us? We're back. Hello, 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 blue people. Welcome to the Blue Click. If you are old or new to listening to our show, we've been gone for a while, so at this point, everybody is new. So thank you for joining us. If you're joining us live, that's awesome. If you're joining us in the archives, that's okay, too. We get a lot of listeners in the archives. Always feel free to send us a message via Blog Talk Radio in the inbox, or you can find us on Facebook. Or you can send us an email at blueclick, BLUECLIQUE, at gmail.com. Let us know anything you want us to talk about, any comments, show ideas, all that good stuff. I am Nikki, one of your hosts, and also joined today by Sean. Say hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean. What's up?
And if you're wondering where Aaron is, Aaron is busy living his life, and he will join us when he has the opportunity. He's trying to change locations, geography, and time zones, and schedules, and so he is definitely still just as much a part of the show as he's always been, but didn't have a chance to join us today. So we look forward to doing a show with Aaron. So hello, Aaron, wherever you are, however you may be listening.
At all.
Today's, Yes.
I said at all.
Oh, right. Okay, today's topic, today's title of the show is $1 million worth of game for free. What does that mean, John?
Yeah. Hold on, keep talking. I'm chewing popcorn right now. Hold on.
And this is a very casual,
right?
Laid back.
I haven't eaten all day, man.
So, just in case you are wondering, we just talk as if we are in a room amongst friends, which we are. So that is why it's very casual, and we're even coughing out popcorn kernels out of our throat sometimes.
That's right.
Keep it real. Basically, the idea of the show and the main point of the show is to keep it real on every level. Everything we talk, everything we do, our goal is to be as authentic as possible, and then to help you be as authentic as possible as well. So if you want to know what authenticity looks like and sounds like, you're in the right place. So $1 million worth of game for free. Sean, what does that mean?
That means in this current time and space that the illusion is in full swing. Everything is in full swing where, you know, you have people participating in this paradigm at a level that is completely emotional, and that's what it's designed for. Specifically, when I'm talking about all the Donald Trump shit and everybody up in arms about, you know, that whole thing and how it's going to affect or change your standard or your society. But at the same time, they're showing, what was that trailer I saw the other day, Nikki? The American Horror Story, where they had those clowns attacking everybody. And everybody's, what's that phobia called when you're afraid of clowns?
I don't know, but I should know that. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of clowns, but they definitely freak me out. They make me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but there's a term for it. There's a clinical term for it. Something, whatever, phobia.
I probably know that one. Keep talking. I'll look it up.
Well, anyway, you pay attention to the signs and symbols as we so, you know, poignantly speak about all the time. There's a resurgence of the clown phobia. And it's, mm-hmm. and it's explicitly tied to Donald Trump. And funny, ironically enough, I was listening to an older show that we did just today, and we were talking about how Barack Obama was effectively the last United States, the last president, and all of that kind of stuff. And it still holds true. If you look at the symbols, if you look at what's going on, it still holds true. He was the last distinctive man of honor. If you want to look at that position from those from that perspective, he represented that. This guy now is just the clown. He's the buffoon. He's the joker. The Joker has just infiltrated the White House now.
It's called coulrophobia. C-O-U-L-O-R from the Greek word meaning one who goes on coulrophobia. One who goes on stilts. Yeah, and it's interesting that you make that distinction because remember a few months ago when that I'm not saying trouble, but trouble for lack of a better term for having a clown that had a lot of physical similarities to Donald Trump, that he had like a gun to his head, but it turned out to be the cartoonish bang flag coming out of it instead of, you know, actually killing him. It was more of a joke kind of thing. But just the fact that he had that image, he got a lot of flack for that. But it was a clown. But when they saw the clown, again, we are designed to recognize symbols and images. You saw the clown, and it had similar hair or similar build, or it had on a gray suit, and so you automatically look at that clown, and although it is not Donald Trump, we automatically see Donald Trump when we look at that clown.
Absolutely, and that is his moniker. That's become his sigil, and it's been massaged into the psyche. So, you know, that's what his role is. He's the Joker. He's to wreak havoc and cause chaos and distraction, you know, and everybody's looking at the clown. He's standing there throwing confetti up in the air and doing all kinds of outlandish shit that no other president before him has ever even thought about doing in terms of tweeting his own opinions and just spouting rhetoric and keeping, you know, sentiments alive that people are trying to push past at this time and space. He's the Joker. He's here to do exactly what he's doing, to create fear and chaos. And those people who are deceived by that are going to be washed, because those are ones that buy into this idea that those things that they're watching are actually real. It's all theater. You know, damn president of the United States. It's all theater. So as you lend your energy to it and you give it life and you substantiate its validity and its being, you're caught up in the wash of it. Meanwhile, what's actually going on is this country is being dismantled behind your back. Because this shit is old for real. You know, that's just creating distraction. It's taking all your what you think you have money. All those people who think they got X amount of dollars in savings and all of that shit, you will soon learn that you ain't got shit. Because they stealing all of that, Charlie. And they got you looking at this clown standing there waving his hands and, you know, still trying to divide people by color and social caste and shit. And everybody's buying into that, like it's real. Those are the people that are going to be caught up in the wash. When the shit really falls apart and you see it for what it is, they're going to be so far away from what reality actually is and where they were. That's what you call culture shock.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody is trained to just have a emotional reaction rather than trying to come into some kind of...
And that emotional reaction is always fear-based. It's always fear-based. Mm-hmm. Anything that keeps you in a low state of fear and angst and anxiety serves you no good. So to sit and watch the news and all of that shit and think that you're gaining some sense of insight or some sense of wherewithal because these people, these talking heads, these idiots are telling you what it is they want you to think. And you... not going out and defending or going out to substantiate or refute what it is you just heard, you just take it and accept it as gospel. So you just repeat it, and you're keeping the theatrics going. Everybody that's watching
while they're keeping you in your root chakra, keeping you in a constant state of survival.
Absolutely.
To see what's going on or to see the illusion for what it is. And that, of course, by design.
Absolutely, and therein lies the dilemma, because where everything is going now, the dispensation that we moved into now, this whole Aquarian thing and all that, Age of Aquarius and all that shit, everybody keep running around, that whole thing requires something of you. It requires that you vibrate at a higher rate. And those things that are still vibrating at a low-based, fear-initiated way of being are not going to be able to actuate the things that, you know, the universe, for lack of a better term, is now pushing us or pulling us back into. We're moving back into a dispensation that requires you to be in your head somewhat, you know? Can't get in your head, quote unquote, and be that higher being and understand things from a higher or different perspective if you're living in your basement. If you're in your root chakra, if you're always worried about survival or how you're going to have your next breath or where your next meal's coming from or what this clown is going to do to me, you're right. Not going to be able to actuate what's actually going on. And that in and of itself creates the suffering.
Absolutely.
You're so far away from the truth that you have no other choice but to suffer.
Right.
Know?
And while they're planting all these seeds in your imagination, which is your real creator, is running amok and wreaking havoc on your reality because you're imagining all of these awful things that can happen and are likely to happen based off of the information that you are depending upon to give you proper, sufficient, and accurate information. Because you're too afraid to face what that information actually is. It's too frightening for you to admit that the news and the government and people that you know and your family and your parents and everything is trying to keep you in a state of fear in order to keep you where you are. Because that's where they need you to stay for their benefit, not necessarily yours. That is a very hard truth for most people to admit. So it's easier just to say, to be in denial and not look at this for what it is and not to admit that there are lots of distractions. And while we are sitting here laughing at how stupid Donald Trump is and his stupid tweets and him looking at the sun during the eclipse and everything else is going on and they are dismantling every bit of what you consider to be your safety net, although there are no safety nets because this experiment that is so-called a country was not designed to have any safety nets for you other than for you to close your eyes, put your hands over your ears, and keep walking blindly and hope that somebody will tell you if you're going in the right direction or not, depending on other people, depending on things outside of yourself, not listening to yourself, forcing your inner voice to be quiet or disengaging it and not listening to any inner guidance at all whatsoever because we're learned from birth not to trust that.
Absolutely.
So then we end up like this.
Absolutely.
You end up looking at the news and watching the TV and seeing people who you think should be in a position to trust because why would they be on there if they weren't people of trust? Why would they get a job on TV? Why would they be in that position if they weren't trustworthy? That is what your safety system in your nervous system is telling you from a young age because you are designed, your nervous system is designed to keep you safe no matter what. From the time you were born, you had to depend on other people and you had to have some authority figures in your life when you were a child, because you couldn't survive without them. But now you're an adult, you're still depending on those same safety nets that your nervous system has designed from the time you were two. You're an adult depending on something that was designed when you were two without growing out of that or depending on your own or developing your own. And that's the danger of the distraction is you allow it because it's, even though it might not be the best thing for you, it's comfort in knowing that it's familiar. And sometimes familiar is extremely destructive, but at least it's familiar. At least it's something I know, and it's something that your nervous system already knows how to protect yourself from. So we stay there.
Yep.
And that's dangerous.
Shout out to Aaron, man. I just heard from Aaron. He said he can't. He's tied up right now. He sent me an inbox.
Okay, hi, Aaron.
This is the archives, Aaron.
Archives.
You know, this is the archives.
Yeah. Or we do have a Facebook page, and there are several people on our Facebook page if they have some show ideas or want to join us for a show. Let us know ahead of time and we can organize something. It is open to other people being part of the show. You can call in and be a part of the discussion. So keep that in mind too. So what are some of the things besides Donald Trump, what are some of the things you see that creates situations where we neglect the things that we are should be giving our focus and attention to, but we don't because the way that this society is set up, we give values to certain things that cause us to neglect those things that we should be looking at. What are some other things that you noticed?
Man, everything. Shit. real talk. When you look at when you consider the fact that your third eye is Christ, right? The third eye is considered the Christ, and your two eyes are the two thieves that were crucified in between Christ. I mean, on either side of Christ. So those two thieves are your eyes. So anything that you're looking at outside of yourself to gain definition is distraction. Anything. All of that is distraction.
Right.
So, you know, just tie whatever it is that anybody is doing that isn't coming from a perspective that allows them to see themselves, you know, in a more positive light or more. Because until you're able to see yourself and be honest to the fact that you are what you aren't what you think you are, until you're able to deal with all that bullshit, you're not able to see anything accurately. And everyone's definition of themselves, if they've never done any type of soul searching, their definition of themselves are inaccurate. And your life basically is a reenactment of what you think of yourself. That's literally what everyone's life circumstance is an amalgamation and a compilation of what it is they think of themselves. Now, everything that you think of yourself is based on an experience you've had. And like you said, all those definitions come from children. You got all those definitions and most of those definitions from a child's perspective. You were a child when you gained those definitions and you assigned those definitions to yourself. So living that perspective and being that person, whatever that is to you, whatever you think that is, your life is showing up as those circumstances. You know, you get people all the time that say, man, you mean asshole. Like, you mean asshole. Because you're a fucking asshole. You know, we had a conversation all the time. Why do I keep meeting the same stupid motherfucker? Because you're a stupid motherfucker. Point blank and period. Relationships, basically, a micro relationship. People that relate to you on a micro level, not just people you just pass on the grocery store and you say hi to a casual conversation, but people that you are involved with from a micro level show you you. Everything from that level is a reflection of you. So when you keep dealing with the same type of fucking person, it's showing you, asshole, who you are. And people keep, they don't, you know, they want to blame everybody else. I keep meeting the same asshole, but the only constant in each one of those equations is your ass.
Right.
Even from, take all the spooky, the hocus pocus and the spirituality and all that other shit out of it. Just look at it from a practical sense. The only constant is you. So there's one variable that doesn't change. But, you know, everything else, so that you start narrowing it down. Like, hold up, what the fuck is it about me? Keep recreating these
things. The hardest thing in the world is for people to take a good look at themselves, which is why they gossip or talk about other people or talk about situations. But in turn, you're only talking about yourself.
Right. Anything that you're talking about, anything you judge, anytime you judge something, look at that. You've judged yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've judged yourself. So to that degree, therein lies your own limitation. So as you judge all these things harshly, you're placing yourself in a box. So these are the things that you protected yourself from. I'm not going to look like that, or I'm not going to be this, or I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to do this. But what if those things that you neglect, those things that you judge harshly, are the very things that you need to go through or experience or touch, taste, or smell that will propel you to the next level? You just omitted all those things from your life, so they're past that. Now the universe has to work out a longer way to get you to where you need to go because you're a dumbass. You don't want to listen. know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you want to be a voyeur. You want to talk about people. You want to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about how fucked up this person is and how good you are. That kind of shit. I mean, that's all distraction. That's all every piece of that is all distraction. So if you're involved in that to any degree or at any capacity, nigga, that's your coffin.
Right.
And where you lie. So yeah, 360 degrees worth of distraction if you ain't applying yourself to it. If you ain't finding some aspect of it that allows you to see yourself and remove some of those obstacles and those blockages and those things that illusion is telling you, and you're buying into the delusion and into the illusion to that degree, therein lies your suffering. So if everybody, you have people who have no sustenance outside of the illusion, they have no idea that if they would listen to this conversation, they would, you know, what the hell are they talking about? Because everything that they're completely washed. Every definition that they have is given to them. It's like, you know, it's like the movie, man. That's the Matrix. You think that that's what it is, but it's not.
No.
Those people who are bought in and plugged into it, they'll fight to keep it alive.
Oh, yeah.
They'll fight
your
ass to keep it alive.
They will fight to keep it alive.
Hell yeah.
And essentially, basically, what makes someone an asshole is if when they're willing to point out the illusion or willing to try to turn the tables on you and say, well, what does that have to do with you? Or let's take a look at you while you are looking at something else outside of you or talking about somebody else. Let's take a look at you let's find out what you have to do with that. And then that's essentially the definition of an asshole. Someone who makes you look at yourself.
Make you look at yourself. But, hey, man, I'd rather surround myself with a million assholes.
Me too.
Than one person that's going to just throw shade and talk shit and lie and just throw confetti in the air every time they open their mouth.
Right.
I'd rather have an asshole who's willing to cut to the quick. Let's get there quicker. Okay, what you think? Boom. Let me deal with that.
Right.
I don't want you to massage some old stupid shit or be passive-aggressive with your conversation. Put it out there. Make it plain. Let's deal with it and move on to the next thing.
Right.
That's a real relationship. That's a real fucking
relationship. That is a real relationship. Absolutely.
Yeah. When you can just make it plain, and this is what it is. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to pacify any insecurities that you have. And I don't want you to pacify. If you identify anything that looks like an insecurity with me, hit me upside the head with it. Don't fuck around with
it.
Don't wait till you get mad and then try to sniper from across the room. Nah, hit me upside the head with it. Let's go right there. I'm not bruised. My ego, I'm not trying to protect my ego to the point where I have to maintain some sense of this is how I look and I have to maintain this image.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to think negatively. Man, fuck all that. That's bullshit. That's distraction. That's distraction. At the end of the day, you being able to see where you are and who you are from both perspectives, from the lower and the higher. I'm sitting right here, my heart beating and my blood core, blood temperature and all of that stuff is what it is. So I'm sitting in a fucking meat box. I'm in this human flesh in some reality. I'm in a human flesh, but I'm also infinite. I'm both. You know what I'm saying? There's never been a time when I didn't exist, and there will never be a time that I do not. I am infinite. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am a 360-degree circle, the beginning and the end. So why in the hell would I have to reduce myself down to some fear of some person?
Right.
And that person is me as well. That person is me as well, having that experience from that perspective. What the fuck am I fearful of?
Right. Fearful
what am
of seeing yourself.
Of?
It all comes down to being afraid to see yourself.
Man,
and which comes down to your core beliefs or your root beliefs that you're not worthy or you're not infinite or you're not eternal or you're not God or you're not connected, which of course all is not true. But it all comes down to how you see yourself, how you value yourself, and the reflection of those who show themselves to you to get you to realize that whatever your fears are based off of misinformation that was given to you to keep you in line or to keep you in check, which is not the truth. So as soon as you can get through that, which seems like the most painful thing in the world at first because you've never been exposed to yourself, you don't have anything set up to protect you against that initial pain. So everything within you is going to do everything it can to protect you. And our main protector in our nervous system, again, is pain, pain, pain. You move away from pain. You move away from that. You run away from that. You go as far away from it as possible. But on the other side of that, when you know that that pain is just an illusion, it's like that metaphor that they say when once you face the wolf disappears. So you've been running from this wolf, and you don't want it to catch you, and you're jumping over fences, and you're hiding in corners, and you're trying to throw stuff in its path, but all you have to do is turn around and face the wolf, and the wolf vanishes because it was all just a part of your imagination created by your fearful little two-year-old nervous system to keep you protected from something that it doesn't know how to protect you from because it is uncharted territory. But it's part of the illusion. It doesn't exist. All in all it's going to do on the other side of that is for you to see how connected you are, how valued you are, how you are just as connected and worthy as every and any other person. There aren't different hierarchies of these people are more worthy than this person. We're all here to have an experience, and that person over there is having an experience of being maybe who you don't see yourself as. There's, you know, the prostitute sucking dick in the alley, and then there's the queen. The queen of some, you know, the queen of England, and then there's you. And nobody is closer or further away from the experience than you are, except for the barriers and the limitations that are set before you based off of what you, quote unquote, believe about yourself. But it's all you. It's the experience that you chose to have this experience in this meat sack at this time and place, so that we all can learn and figure out what it is, what it means to be an eternal thing, being on every level, learn more about yourself. So when you know this and drop those beliefs that keep you disconnected and realizing who you are, there's nothing you can't face. Those fears, you realize what the fear is. Oh, okay, this is what it feels like to be scared of this. And then you choose to make an action or make a decision based off of knowing that it's not you, it's not defining you, it's not real, it's based off of belief of how you choose to look at it based off the perspective that you have with your beliefs or your non-beliefs or your knowledge is what we're trying to move to. Let go of those beliefs because all beliefs keep you from the truth. And moving into knowing. And I think we're going to go into the archives in about 90 seconds. So there's nobody on the phone line. But, you know, we get that extra 15 minutes. I hope so. I hope we got another 15 minutes. If not, we're about to get cut off in about 60 seconds. So it doesn't have any stream time left. It should have that, but it hasn't cut us off. Anyway. If this is the end of the show, thank you for joining us. I think we have another 15 minutes. So I'm going to officially, in case we get off, in case we get cut off in 60 seconds. This is our show. Sign up, and so you can get notifications because we don't have a regular schedule right now at this moment. So you can be a part of the next show, or you can look at us on archives. Check us out on Facebook. And then you can call in and be a guest on the next show. But subscribe so that you can get, and we're on iTunes, subscribe so that you can get the notifications. So hopefully you can, if you're listening to this on archives, we're going to keep going for a few more minutes. So anyway, what I was saying is it's letting go of beliefs and realizing where those beliefs came from. They were given to you for a purpose and a reason of keeping you limited. But as an adult, in an adult body, it's time to be an adult spiritually and emotionally as well. A lot of people never make it out of childhood emotionally and spiritually, but that's part of your overall growth. So let go of beliefs because they were given to you to keep you limited. Now it's time to gain some real knowledge of self. And that's the bottom line and the purpose of any kind of spiritual walk or journey.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. Stop deceiving yourself.
I understand that.
Stop dishonoring yourself. Every time you do something somebody else tells you to do based off of being fearful of something that's going to happen to you in the afterlife or some God punishing you, you have to honor yourself. That's your God, honoring yourself.
Yep. I'm not honoring yourself, but dishonoring God.
Yep.
That's a direct conflict of what it is to honor God. It really is. And there's a degree of suffering that comes along with that reality. There is a degree of suffering that accompanies that reality. You know, it's not the punishment for it, but that's the
Anytime you're moving away from yourself or away from your true authentic self, to replace that with something that is more acceptable to your tribe, your family, your society, your group of friends, you're gonna lose a little bit of that connection to who you are, and that is gonna create suffering because you're trying to be something that you're not. And anytime you're trying to be something that you're not, it's gonna create suffering, and that manifests itself physically, through illness or injury. So that's another way to kind of figure out what your location is. If you want to know what you believe about yourself or if you're being authentic, take a look around and see what you see. It'll tell you how you think about yourself and what your belief systems are and if you're honoring yourself. You know, different illnesses or pain or sicknesses, all those things are designed to give you an indication of maybe you need to take a look at yourself and see exactly why that is manifesting as a physical ailment in your body. How are you not honoring yourself?
It has to. It has to metastasize or whatever and express itself somehow. And it gets harder
and
harder.
That energy, again, energy. Yeah, energy never dies, so where's that energy going to go? If you're holding that in your body, your body has to do something with that energy.
Right, and how thought goes from thought to matter is, it goes how water goes to solid. It solidifies. It slows down in vibration. Thought is the fastest. People think that light is the fastest thing in our reality. It's not. It's thought. Thought moves faster than anything. But the thing that makes thought reality is how that thought slows down its vibration into something that appears to be solid. So anything that's, you know, now solid, started off as a thought and now just moved into something that's now what we perceive as something solid, tangible, material, and all of that, and disease and all of that kind of stuff, you know, is that process being displayed. And now they feed on that too.
Disease
is like part of the economy.
Oh yeah, thank you. If everybody this society is based off of people suffering on many different levels.
Yeah.
So if you, how many businesses will go under if people practice more holistic health and wellness prevention?
Right. A lot of them. All of them.
I mean, a lot. All of
Yeah. If people actually got whole, if they got whole, and they lived from a more myopic sense in terms of their food was allowed to be given to them from a more local source, you wouldn't have need or room for these big, giant, mass production-ass warehouses where they cut corners and use all of this bullshit that ultimately is what's killing everybody. You know, everybody's eating all this mass-produced shit now. You know, and they're eating a lot of it. a lot of it, not just, you know, bits and pieces or here and there, but they're eating and they're consuming mass quantities of it, and then they're going to the doctor and they're getting these pills, and these pills are subsiding whatever symptoms
they're just
they
getting
have
chemicals.
Yeah. And they're so far.
They're not getting medicine, they're getting chemicals. And then we depend on the chemicals thinking, well, this doctor went to school for 12 years, so of course he knows what's best for me. So he's going to prescribe me this pill that is given to me because it was researched for years and approved by the FDA, by these scientists that are world-renowned because they work for the United States government. And now they're going to give it to me, and they're going to, and this is the best option I have.
Right.
And what do you mean do some primitive... That's why we have progress in technology, so I don't have to do all that primitive stuff that they used to do way back in the day when they had no other choice. But now I got pharmaceuticals, so I don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
We're so far away from ourselves.
Yeah. We're mechanical, man. Completely automaton. Zombies.
Take a pill. Gorge myself with 12 different cows and this one hamburger, and I don't know.
Your digestive tract is so busy processing fucking trash all the time that you really don't have any real time to stop and look around and take a real assessment of what's going on. You know, your body is so distracted. Garbage. You're mired and mucked down and weighed down in garbage that you don't have the ability to really have any sense of any real higher purpose other than survive. So you become what they could reduce you to. Like in the Matrix, they say they reduce you to a battery. I say a cow. They reduce you to a cow. Yeah, or you know, or a sheep or something. They'll let you get nice and juicy and let all your hair grow and shit. And then when they see you got a whole lot to fleece, they'll snatch your ass and take you to court somehow and shear all that shit off you and put you back out the pasture and let you accumulate some more and take it from you again. Yeah, man. It's a cold game. It's you know, and even from the political level, it's slavery. It's commerce. It's human trafficking. It's slavery at its most basic.
It is.
Yeah. It's reducing you down to a battery. It's using you and fleecing you from your ignorance, out of your ignorance. You participate in something that has
Under the guise of you need to be productive because that's what people do, and you need we're keeping you safe, and you get a paycheck. What are you talking about? Not realizing it's all one same system. So you get a paycheck so that you can use that money to give it back. There is no getting, using your resources to gain personal resources because everything that you have and everything that you are given, you're giving it right back.
Right.
But as long as we get a couple pretty little trinkets and we have something where we could say that it's ours falsely, people are satisfied with that. And it pacifies them enough to prevent them from having the will to want more or to fight for something. So they don't. They're satisfied. Don't mess up what we have. We're fine. I'm good. I got my house. I got my car. I get to go on vacation for 2 weeks. I'm good. Don't rock the boat. Leave it alone.
Right. 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 Wow.
In the meantime, whatever pennies you think that you're making or whatever salary you think that you are getting, which is good and fair or acceptable, it's pennies compared to what you're actually making for everybody else, the organization and the pharmaceutical companies and the quote-unquote government, the corporation.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of being, as long as you are distracted, don't realize what's happening, as long as you're pacified so that you have enough to feel like, well, I could be worse off, so I'm going to be happy with where I am. And as long as I have, you know, a title and a bank account and a nice car, nice clothes, people admire me, people look at me as if I've made something of myself, then I'm happy enough. I'm pacified enough. They just give you enough so that you don't want to fight and you have something to lose.
Right. Right. But that's reducing a beast down to a beast. Let me just give you some food and you'll just stand here. I won't have to chase you.
Right.
Let me just give you some food. Let me make you feel comfortable and you'll just stand here and let me do whatever I need to do. You just do whatever
yep.
I need to do. Yeah,
all right, so we got about 4 minutes. We got about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to see if you have any last thoughts you want to sum up. You know, basically,
yeah.
What next steps would you, if someone's listening is like, yeah, I don't want to be distracted anymore. That's right. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that I've been doing this. What's the next, what would you advise them to do? What's kind of their next step?
The next step would be just to be quiet. That would be just to be quiet and be more interested in hearing than being heard. Be quiet and pay attention to everything and start to see the subtle synchronicities and everything, and then you start to see the story unfold in, you know, right in front of you. But it's the first thing I would advise is to be quiet. That's, you know,
uh-huh.
Even in meditation, you know, that's one of the requirements is that you be quiet and just listen. Just listen. And
uh-huh.
Then that would dictate which way you go in terms of how you begin to unfold and begin to see things and begin to expand in different directions. But you have to first be cognizant of where your station is and where you need to be versus where you are. And you can only get that by listening, paying attention. That's it.
You got two ears and one mouth for a reason. I will second that. You know, it's just a kind of a matter of start observing yourself, be still, be quiet, and get away from the idea that nothing is nothing. There is no nothing. So when you're being still and being quiet, if you have an urge to do something or you feel like you're wasting your time or you feel like you have something to say, that's coming from your programming. So just breathe through it and accept it for what it is and still be quiet. And still be still. And see what distractions you actually have and how they are limiting your view and your perspective. And that includes the people around you. How many times do you have to change in order to be around certain people? How much do you have to change? That's part of the distraction
right.
as well. So just start observing who you are
right.
with who you are with. And under what circumstances. Just observe, pay
right.
attention, be still, and be quiet. So I actually think that's probably a good time and a good place to end the show. So, again, for more shows, future shows.
Yo, and shout out to my
subscribe.
People in Spain and Turkey.
Oh, yeah, we got some national or international viewership, according to Blog Talk Radio, so... Hola. Join us again. Subscribe so you can get the notifications. And we will see you next time. Bye, Blue people.
Peace.